From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Libyan government forces continue their advance on the key oil port of Ras Lanuf. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports airstrikes are blocking rebels from pushing westward, instead keeping them stalled outside Ras Lanuf.
It has been all airstrikes, a series of airstrikes by pro-government planes. There were two, at least, that hit well away from the highway and caused no damage or casualties. There was another one that looks more troubling. There are reports of a pickup truck with people inside being hit by shrapnel from the explosion, and we're unclear on what the casualty status is, but it looks like there may have been casualties from that.
NPR's Peter Kenyon reporting from Ajdabiya. President Obama's pledging $15 million in aid for humanitarian efforts in Libya, but UN officials say they will need at least $160 million to cover just the next 3 months. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is in Afghanistan at a time when U.S. and Afghan relations are strained over civilian casualties. He's reaffirming a commitment to support President Hamid Karzai with some form of a long-term military presence, but as he noted, nothing permanent.
We are fully prepared to have a continuing presence here, assisting the Afghans after 2014. It obviously would be a small fraction of the presence that we have today.
President Obama is hosting Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard. Her nation is struggling still to recover from devastating floods in recent months. Mr. Obama promised to help.
We want to pledge any support that we can provide to the Australian people in this moment of hardship.
This was Gillard's first visit to Washington since winning the election last summer as Australia's first female prime minister. A Florida lawyer is shutting down his legal practice. He's been under investigation for submitting fraudulent documents in foreclosure cases. NPR's Greg Allen reports allegations that attorney David Stern used robo-signers and falsified foreclosure filings spurred investigations into foreclosure mills across the U.S.
Before it came to a halt, David Stern ran the busiest and most lucrative foreclosure processing practice in Florida. But lawyers representing homeowners in foreclosure said mortgage processors at Stern's firm routinely signed legal affidavits without reviewing necessary documents. The processors became known as robo-signers, and the allegations shook the industry. Florida's Attorney General is currently investigating Stern's firm and six other foreclosure mills. Several banks slowed or put a moratorium on foreclosures while they reviewed their practices and those of the law firms they worked with. Stern has already laid off all but a handful of employees. His filing with the SEC says his law firm will stop work by the end of the month. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Dow's down more than 100 points. This is NPR. Residents are enduring near blizzard conditions in northern Vermont and upstate New York. As Ross Snead of Vermont Public Radio tells us, there's also the threat of floods.
The Adirondack and Green Mountains have been buried by as much as 30 inches of snow. Brooke Tabor is with the National Weather Service.
When it's all said and done, we will probably be breaking several records of snow for the month of March and for the daily here at Burlington.
Schools and state offices are closed. The interstate highway between Montpelier and Burlington was closed for a time because tractor trailers couldn't get traction on inclines. Even as winter conditions persisted, a typical spring problem cropped up. Many rivers are in danger of flooding after weekend rain sent chunks of ice downriver that jammed and backed up water. For NPR News, I'm Ross Snead in Colchester, Vermont.
More than 1,000 people have been returning to their homes in South Louisiana after a tornado tore through the town of Rain on Saturday. Rescue workers have been concerned, especially about breached gas lines and fires. As the conflict in Libya appears to move closer to civil war, oil prices are rising. Benchmark West Texas Intermediate crude tops $105 a barrel so far today. Prices limited gains on Wall Street, which saw stocks rise on news of two corporate takeovers. But at last check, the Dow was down more than 100 points, nearly 1% at 12,069. That's in trading of 2 billion shares. The Nasdaq Composite Index down 52 points, 1.8% at 2,733. S&P 500 down 13 at 1308. This is NPR.